Many of you wrote in with your own challenge to last week's puzzle. Each answer was a two-word phrase with the initials L and G. For a clue, Will said what John Lennon played in the Beatles. Lead guitar came the answer, and your email poured in, protesting that George Harrison, in fact, was the lead guitarist for the Fab Four. Really, we should have listened to John Lennon himself.
I'm rhythm guitar and mouth organ.
Andy Babuke is author of Beatles Gear, and he knows everything Beatles. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Maybe I'm falling back on a technicality here, but in all fairness, on some records, John and George did switch back and forth with the lead guitar playing, right?
That is true. George was really known as the lead guitarist for the band, and Lennon was more of the rhythm player. Although I have to say, Lennon did play a lot of leads. Like, go listen to Get Back. There's a great lead in there that he does, too. There's a lot of stuff he did later on, so.
Okay, so giving George Harrison his due here, which Beatles songs do you think of when you think of George Harrison at his best?
Well, he was really an amazing player, and, you know, some of the leads that he did were very melodic, but they were kind of technical, too, so. Like the lead on A Hard Day's Night, for instance, if you go to try to actually play it, a good guitar player will find that it's actually very difficult to play. It's very quick. And not only was it a really cool lead, but he did it on a 12-string electric as well.
But we don't want to dismiss John Lennon either, so... Which Beatles song sort of shows him off at his best?
Well, you know, I think the most ruckus period would be like when he did the electric version of Revolution, you know, the beginning part where he's playing the, you know, the really heavy guitar lead. I thought it was great. Lennon at one of his prime moments.
Andy Babuke, thank you so much for clearing this up for us. Do you think our listeners will forgive us?
I think they'll forgive you.
Andy Babuke is the author of Beatles Gear. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You tell me that it's evil.